Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Psychics Gone Wild. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild and Sister of Spiritual Learning Connection. We have a great show lined up for you tonight. I know a lot of you have called in on the phone. I am going to let you know that we will be handling a lot of business real quick. It'll be one question, you guys, because we've got so many people that have called in here in the last few minutes. It started out slow, as I was letting you guys know, and it's built. So what happens and what's great is that we get to help you with your psychic or metaphysical or future questions. Sometimes one of the biggest questions I get, and I want to start out tonight with, when do I get a reading? You get a reading when you want to really pamper yourself. You feel that you have that energy, that's a different type of reading, and yes, you get a reading then. But a lot of times, what I have found in my belief is that you get a reading when you need those answers, and you pick different people, and you pick different reasons for those answers. Sometimes you need an answer immediately about what's coming up in your future. Sometimes you need an answer about what's you're feeling, and you're feeling this energy happening. Sometimes you need an answer of what's going on in the world around you. Those feelings, those urgencies is what brings people to psychic readings. We had a really good discussion on this with students in class, and one of the great things that we found out is that different individuals will get readings, and if it becomes so many readers, and I would suggest this to you guys, especially on the radio, do not go 8 to 10 readers a month. You're confusing yourself, you're confusing your guides, and you're getting so much information. It does not confirm to have me and our phenomenal, you're going to talk to in a few minutes, Amy Cavanaugh, both tell you how much something's going to happen, and then you run to one of our great friends and get Linda, and then you get Denise, and then you get Janet, and then you get Rocky, and then you get Balboa. Do you see what I'm saying? You get 15 readers, and then they stir up this pot, and the old thing of the too many chefs cook the stew. Well, in this case, so many energies have been put on you. Then you got to take it apart like a really nice salad and look and see what you're getting. You know, we all know that, you know, good things can turn into bad. You have a glass of wine a day, and it's a great thing for your heart and great. You drink a bottle of it, you've had too much. So same thing with readings. It's just something that you've got to do it maturely, sensible, and out. I do have a joke, and we started calling readers addicted, and I do know of people who love that, and we love you, and I ought to be honest with you, I won't read for someone. I take time in between because of this, but it does become an energy and a fever. Now, I'm just letting you guys know this. I can see the email. Bring it on, because I will stand my ground. This is Psyche Jethro, and welcome to Psyche's Gone Wild. We're going to have a few of you get questions in that we've got on the phone. I do thank you. Please limit to write me email on the computer, because I'm going to be the one in the chat room, and your reader tonight is Amy Cavanaugh. Amy, how are you?
I'm good. I was just dialing in. I was telling Jethro and some of the people, I don't know who was on the show, my 1 o'clock impromptu show that ended up singing at 1:30, because I got home at 1 minute after 1. Anyway, it took me 8 hours to do a 2-hour drive last night, just because I was just not in. I was just meandering, and my car lights were going off, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I got this strange urge for a donut, and I was like, what? You've eaten too much already today, Amy, but I stop and get this freaking donut. I get back on the highway. There's like 50 ambulances and police cars, and there was this car accident that had several fatalities in it just in the, like, 15 minutes that I decided to get off the highway. So I was like, wow, saved by a donut. So anyway, don't listen to all these people who don't want you to eat this bad food, because I saved my life with a donut last night, thanks to my spirit guide.
Anyway. I love it.
So we're going to do some. I'm excited. We're going to do. I actually thought that we had a guest tonight, but good. I'm glad I dialed in, because I'm looking forward to doing some quick readings for people. But I do want to reiterate, you know, it's very easy, especially if you've just lost a loved one, to become addicted to psychics and getting readings, and we give too much power to our spirit guides. We're here for a specific purpose, and our spirit guides are going to help us manifest, you know, the best possible earth experience we can have, but they're not driving the bus. We are. They're like our DPS, but we are the ones who are responsible for making the left and right turn. They're not going to turn left and turn right for us. I could have gone. I could have kept driving when I got this urge to get a donut, but, you know, it was me who made the right turn and got off the highway, you know. So don't underestimate the power of you.
I love that. And you guys, stay tuned for us in February. We have, on February 8th, we will have Dr. Karen M. Wyatt, MD, who is, you know, those of you who know, the author of What Really Matters. It's the lessons of living from the stories of the dying. And Karen is received the Spirit of the American Women Award in 1996, was named one of Utah's 100 notable women in the same year, and in 2005 was a recipient of Outstanding Citizen of the Year Award for the county in Colorado, Summit County. So you guys that are coming in, these are some of the guests we're going to have. She will be on with us here in February. I want to go real quick. We're going through Jeanine Reagan Sinclair. She is one you guys know who does the Crystal Key Healing and does the 21-day. She will be on with us Monday afternoons from London. Hang on to that. You guys, we're going to be talking really wild. We'll be giving out a few readings with it. Going right into the next person that we have William Whitecloud will be here February 1st. We're going to start it out. William also is going to be taking one more day in the month on a surprise day. So you guys that are calling in, be ready and prepared. This is what the Psychic Gone Wild does, is it's an informative besides all of the free readings. I love you guys that are hanging on the line. We got a lot of you. We'll get right to you. William, you know, of you guys who know William Whitecloud, is William is the writer and author of 4 books. One of us is The Magician's Way. He is, first revealed his top book of that, and it was a development book in Australia. His book right now, The Last Shaman, is also in the top bestsellers in Australia, and he's climbing the charts right now with America. William will be with us February 1st. Be ready for a really strong interview. We are working with trying to get him on with like Amy and a few others, because we've got so many topics and so many people to bring in. It's like Amy said, we love this. I'm glad the donut saved Amy, because we need her here, and it's exactly where the energy is with Psychics Gone Wild. 631, how are you?
I'm doing good.
And you have a question for Amy tonight?
Yes, what good things does she see either in love life or work or anything in the next couple of months?
Can you hear us?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
Amy?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was responding to someone in the
Okay, we've got
chat room who was worried. Worried she was going to get a reading from me and not. From
okay.
Hello.
We got.
I'm still here.
Okay, we apologize. We're having really technical difficulties. 631. I apologize. Your name is.
My name is Karen. I was just wondering about anything in the next couple of months with work or love life or good things happening. A lot of good things have happened, but I just want anything else.
I apologize. We're usually real professional. We just got all this stuff happening, Karen. Someone in the room, Anne, is wondering. We always just give readings out here on this. If you want to get a hold of me and get a reading, just go ahead and get a hold of me on jethrosmith.net, and I do the readings professional. We do it all take turns. So what I've got here, Karen, with you is me and Amy, we're looking at the energy. Amy's looking here at her cards and stuff. Can you hear, Karen?
Yeah, I hear. I hear. And can you all hear me? Yeah, I'm looking at the cards, and there's a really nice balance here of faith, love, and knowledge. It's just real quick here. It's saying that you are a healer, and that and also have a very, very in touch with your mother archetype, the healing and the mother. And then interestingly, it also says as far as your decision making that you have very, very clear vision of what is right and what is wrong. Everything's very, very black and white with you. So I think that you are going to be presented a lot of exciting opportunities, and because you've done so much work and you've got this, the cards are saying that you've just got such fine-tuned internal compass that helps you decide what's best for you and what does not appeal to you, that I feel that you are going to have some really exciting choices. The cards are really talking a lot about that. A lot of choices are going to be presented to you. A lot of choices are going to be presented to you, and you're going to be able to see which ones are best and which ones with much more clarity than perhaps you ever had in the past. Are you looking to make some sort of changes either in your work or your relationship?
Well, I don't have a relationship right now, so I'm looking for one. And work, I'm working. I just didn't know if there was going to be any changes.
No, there's definitely, there's going to be opportunities. Whether or not there's going to be changes are clearly going to be up to you. There's going to be a lot of opportunities, and it's going to be very clear to you. You're not going to have to go like, oh, is this the one? Is this the one? It's going to be very, very clear. Yes, this is what I want. No, this does not appeal to me. You're going to have a good deal of certainty about it. So I'm also seeing, because of this, the healing and the mother, I think it is going to have to do with a relationship. You know, mother doesn't mean that you're always going to have baby. I mean, it's really the archetype of the mother, which can, you know, which, anyway, so yes.
Well, good. I'm glad.
Your gut. Just trust your gut on this, because it's clear that you fine-tuned your picker as far as what you want out of the universe, and it's really going to be working for you well.
Well, thank you so much.
Jethro? Jethro, are you still there?
Hello, I'm not Jethro, no.
Who's this? I'm sorry.
I'm waiting for Jethro because I want to get a reading from him. It's Anne.
Okay, we'll find Jethro. Jethro, are you there? I don't have any control over the phone line, and I do not know where Jethro went. Oh, calling Jethro. Let's. Interestingly, well, while we find Jethro, I will let you all know that on Monday night, on the Spiritual Learning Connection, which is the sister show of Psychics Gone Wild, that's where we put our learning thing. I am going to have Dr. Larry Malerba on. He is a homeopathic physician. It's going to be interesting because Monday during the day on Dr. Oz, they're going to be discussing homeopathy. So for those of you who watch that show or have any questions as to how homeopathy works, it's going to be a great show. He wrote the book Green Medicine.
Thank you, Amy. And I got back. I got me knocked off. I apologize. We do have a caller on 720. It's a lot of technical difficulties, and I know you guys that really want to, please refrain if you want to do a lot of emailing. It's okay if you do, but just understand that Amy's doing the show, and I love you guys. Leave my people alone. 720, what are you doing, 720? Can you hear me? 720? Okay, we've got 720s quiet there tonight. We're going to go right into 858. I know this is Anne. You wrote us in the chat room, Anne.
Oh,
can you
hi, Jethro. Yes, it's Anne. I was waiting for you. I told Amy I was waiting for Jethro. I wanted to ask my question to you.
Okay, thank you for the compliment. Amy is so good, too. And Anne,
so
I don't remember you.
I'm waiting. Really just ask you one question, if it's possible.
You know that, Anne. We're here to help you, and I love all of us. That's what we're all here to do. And I thank you for the compliment. I'm going to have to talk to you for a minute in energy. Go ahead and ask me your question, Anne. You do sound familiar. I think I've read for you before.
Yeah, I think it was on the Ask One Radio or somewhere else.
Yes, thank you. Okay, you got to realize I do read around. I get around. You know, they call me Around Jethro.
Okay, my question. Hello, Jethro?
Yes, I can hear you, Anne.
A few days ago, I went on a date. Hello?
Yes.
I went on a date with someone from my past. I hadn't seen this person for many, many years. And I was wondering, what do you see for us for future? Will we start dating, or it was just one-time thing?
Oh, see, and I do feel this with you. I do feel this is going to be more than just a one-time thing, Anne. And I am picking up I do feel the energy now, and it's the guides are telling me with you, it's finally going to happen. You've got to have a lot of energy going on. I feel like you're doing a lot of mental work there.
Yeah, I was thinking about this person. We did communicate in email, but I was not prepared to meet this person after such a long time face to face, and that happened.
I'm very grateful for you. And what I would like to do, I think I did tell you there, is to, you know, get a hold of me with an email, because what I feel with you and what's happening is we're right in now in karma. You know what a square moon is, and that's where we are with our energies. So right now, Saturn and Mercury are square across with each other with the moon right in the middle. So what we're showing, and that's what it does to us here on the Earth, is it puts karma there. So what we're feeling and what we're getting right now is karmic links. This person is that with you, and that's what I'm feeling, Anne. I feel this is going to be more than that. I also want to make sure, because what we want to make so much with accuracy on relationships, because free will stepping in, I feel this being something more. I also feel that you are a real good person, and you are ready to take that step for a stronger relationship.
Yes, I am. I'm just not sure about him, if he even liked me. I don't know.
I feel that he did, and I feel that there's something else happening for you here. The angels are telling me that you are working and strengthening some energy there. I keep smelling bergamot. Do you know what bergamot is? You can buy a candles of it. They put it in candles too. It's a very good essence. But they keep telling me you need to do that at the house. And part of it is, I feel that there's a love going on with you, Anne, that you've moved on, but you have someone who is strong in energy that is still tailored after you. Now, I know you're going to go, what is he saying? Jethro's saying do magic. No, I'm not. I'm saying do aromatherapy, because you've got someone real strong sending energy to you, Anne, that's trying to mark you. And I remember when I did read you before, you feel, I know you're single when you talk to me, but the guides are showing me this energy. So I would say do some light work of that, do some prayer, do a little bit of an angel letter of writing out, because I feel like this person that there is going to try to be a little longer. But Anne, I'm seeing some tears of this later. I see that he was a little odd, and I think that he's going to not measure up to what your angels want.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, and I thank you, and I apologize to you. Now that we bear with us, Blog Talk Radio is insane. We are having so much hassles. We work every time to get the phones on. Thank you for calling from A1R. Now that I'm amazed with you, Anne, that you're going through this energy. I know this is quite a bit to do, and I am welcoming this. Definitely catch me later on my website. You know, I have a lot of people that are looking, and right now we're doing a deal. If you guys want to get on Yelp on the computer, I'm giving deals for people. I know financially this is the time of year, so if you get on Yelp and you type in Psychic Jethro, you can get me at that deal. And I'm working out deals. If you call or write me on my email at Psychic Jethro, well, I have no problem even doing smaller things for emails just to keep this whole thing rolling. It does take quite a bit, and I laugh, you guys teases, but it does do. So please, Anne, I thank you, and I apologize that the phones are being so wacko. Amy, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Amy's going wild on her phone, and always does. And usually Amy flips in and brings more people. She brought us back a 956. You'll be the second caller tonight. 925, you're next. How are you, 925?
Hello. Hi, I'm good.
Good. I want to welcome you calling. And can we get your first name?
Yeah, it's Sahara.
Oh, Sahara, this is Psychic Jethro and Amy. And Amy is doing the cards. And what I'd like is Amy's picking up your vibration, Sarah. We're going to work together. Me and Amy do this so well. I'm going to give you a little bit of reading, and then she's going to read your cards at the same time. Are you okay with this, Sahara?
Absolutely, yeah.
And I will let you guys know what I'm doing. And those of you who kind of realize tonight, I'm kind of stepping back. I have a very strong healing tomorrow, and I have some things I've got to do. And tonight I'm a little, if you can tell, a little different. So bear with me. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm Jethro, but I'm having a little bit of energy, because sometimes it does this. Amy will tell you that, you know, the guys sometimes with us work, and they're working with me on karma and some energy. Sierra, I'm picking up with you a little bit of energy that there's emotion going on with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like we need to really talk seriously here. I know that you're a little. There's something here about relationship that it's. I'm feeling something here. I feel like this is. There's something given warnings here, flags.
Well, I did have a question about if the relationship is coming, or is that, I mean, because I feel like I've been losing some friends also, friends, and then I've been wondering about a relationship coming and, you know, stuff like that.
I am feeling with you that there is something happening. I do feel there is something going on with you. I do feel that, and we'll see what Amy's getting there in that area. But I am feeling these flags of these other friends and the stuff going on. I think you're outgrowing them. What they're showing me is, I mean, you know, it's like we were just talking here about, you know, Amy's phenomenal, I'm phenomenal. We go through a part in our life where we change energy. And Sierra, what they're showing me is that you're transforming into a stronger Sierra that can get a man and be with a man instead of before your relationships, before you got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling, and I don't want to say this because I do feel that I'm gonna let Amy take over this area because I'm not, you know, I do get a little embarrassed, but I do feel that there's something happening here for your energy, Sierra. The angels are putting in what I would call some extra female testosterones where they're like, "Hear you roar." I don't know what the song is. Help me, Amy. What I'm trying to say, it's a girl.
Yeah. it's interesting. It's interesting to see how the cards are just always so. So on point, what the cards are saying in the rotation that I've thrown, which is the halo of love, is that you came to Earth to be a comforter. Now, a comforter who is not on a comforter who's not standing on solid ground becomes a codependent doormat. But you have done some work because the card that tells me the card that you make your decision with is a love card, and it's the symbol of the three vessels. So with the symbol of the three vessels, that's telling me that you have gained a great deal of discernment recently, and you're able to, a lot of times people that are comforters, they can't tell their wounds from someone else's wounds. Comforters tend to be very big empaths, but it's showing me that you've done some work and you're now able to clearly discern what's yours, what someone else's, and and what's the universe's, and what's up to, you know, fate and destiny, the part that our good decision making cannot help. It's the same thing. So the card that and then the fourth card, I'm going really fast so we can get to all the readers, is the card I kind of call the missing link card. It's saying where your energy's a little bit weak, and it's the adoration card, is that you need to get in touch with yourself, let the universe, you know, feel the love that your spirit guides are smiling down on you because you've worked to develop this discernment and take advantage of it. A lot of times when the universe gives us new tools or refines our tools through this experience of trial and error, we don't even know we have the new tools. So you do indeed have this new gift of discernment. And I think that's what Jethro was picking up on, is that there's going to be people there, but with this new gift of discernment, it's going to seem like there aren't, because you're being more selective as to what's best for you, not which wounded bird needs you the most. So that's what I'm seeing. So be a little bit patient and trust the process.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
We thank you, and we're looking forward to Sierra really doing some energy here with you. I remember you from before, and I want to give you another blessing. The guide said to let you know. They said that you are really headed for this new energy of opening up with your guides to be able to feel and sense them.
Yes, I've been trying.
You giggle. Don't you giggle with me. No, I'm teasing you. We are being really good at stuff, and I thank you for calling in. You made me turn a little red tonight, and I'm glad Amy was here to save me. It's Psychics Gone Wild, and sometimes Jethro gets wild. I do know that we have a lot of you guys. Please call in tonight. We're at a comfortable pace. Me and Amy are rolling. You know, last night at 1 a.m., they were talking to Amy, and Amy was doing readings on spiritual connection. You never know when we're in here. We thank you, Sierra. You rock. Please
thank
keep following
you so
us.
Much.
Did you put in for We're Not Done with Christmas presents on Psyche's Gone Wild? If you fill it out and put in information, we'll be pulling a winner Friday nights again because we're not done celebrating Christmas. Kathy Bray won the last one. Kathy Bray also won an hour reading with Psyche Jethro, $120 value on the show. She was the first person to call in and took the class with Janine Reagan Sinclair. I like Janine, but I got to work with her on those names. I got to just call her Janine. Too many names for Jethro to spit out. So all of you guys, I want you to hang in a minute. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the people we've got. Like I said, we are going to have on our show Shelley Feats, the astrologer. She will be on two times, once with me and once with Amy, reading from astrology from the Sagittarian line. Those of you who've listened to Blog Talk, Shelly rocks. Be ready. She's a true network psychic, as you know, from our best friend Heather DeLuso. She rocks. We've been trying to get Heather to come back. Heather's real busy. She's doing extra work. She always is out healing, reading, and in her spare time, managed to be like Amy and run a business for 40 hours and works a business life. They have my credit. You guys know our Amy is on, I think, Yelp. She said she's getting ready. Please take some time and get with Amy and get a really strong reading. I know that Amy does a lot of work with a lot of us on, you know, here, but make sure you get that time on the radio. Karen M. Wyatt, MD, as I said earlier, the author of What Really Matters and a series of The People Dying. Karen is also not only an MD doctor, but has worked with for many years free medical clinic and also homeless shelters and the hospice and a lot of areas. She has 25-year medical career working with this, with different patients. She's going to rock in February. I told you about William Whitecloud. We told you about him. We've also got what we're going to be doing and adding to this is that we're going to be giving you guys the topics we always bring in. Tonight we started out with a romantic one. And Amy, I know you're here. We've still got you, Sierra. Sierra, can you hear me?
Yes.
I want to talk to you, and I want your opinion on this. We've opened up the topic, and I spun the wheel tonight. And the topic that came up tonight on here is spiritual discussions. And this is, should you do table tapping? If you need to talk to a loved one and you don't have a psychic there, one of the things we had that was asked before is it okay to do table tapping? And is table tapping safe or not safe? Sierra, I want you to give your opinion. There's no right or wrong answers. We're going to open this discussion. We've got three more readings coming in. We will get to talk with you guys, too. We do give you a variety for us. And to be fair with you guys, you know, please do tip your staff. Go to my site. Go to Amy's. Do help us so we can keep this going because that's what keeps the shows going. What do you think, Sierra? Do you think I should table tap or leave my table alone?
What's table tapping?
Oh, that's the you did open it. Table tapping is like you want to talk to someone on the other side of that's passed, and you go sit at your table and you raise energy and you have the table goo. I get nervous here. If you have the table go, no one make fun of Jethro because he's having a little bit of a day. You're not feeling well. Go tap twice for no, three times for yes. And you're sitting in your house and you're saying, I'm talking, for instance, to Uncle Ned, who's on the other side. I don't have an Uncle Ned, everybody knows. And I'm talking to Uncle Ned, and I'm like, Uncle Ned, is the will hidden in the wall? And he goes, no, two times he taps. And I ask him, is that okay in your idea? Or and being a table tapper, if you had someone on the other side, do you feel there'd be any repercussions? Just give me your opinion now that you know what it is. I'm sure you've seen it. You've seen, you know.
Yeah.
Talk to me, Sierra. Let us know. And then Amy's going to talk her opinion. And then we're going to ask some email people. I'm getting some emails in already from United Kingdom believes in it. America is not so happy with touching our tables. What do you believe?
It's interesting. I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to say that. I don't really see why not.
Okay, no, that's what...
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
Okay, so no, that's okay, and that's good, Sierra. Hang on, stay with us, please, because I'll show you what we're doing here. We'll get people from all different nationalities, different parts of the world, and different ones, and I love what you said. Now, Sierra, would you say you're pretty American, or have you been over in other countries and lived over there or other places?
I'm definitely American.
Definitely American. Okay, Amy, give us what you feel, and this is a good area.
This is interesting, because historically, I was like, no table tapping, no Ouija boards. 2 weeks ago, I spent the weekend studying under Emin Downey, an Irish medium, and in Ireland, they certify the medium. So, you know, it's not just like any blinking neon palm on the side of the road is good. There's an actual certification process. This is what the only thing I would tell you is you need to know what you're comfortable with. If you practice a certain religion and you believe those things and you think that some of these things are outside of your belief system, honor that. If you're not sure, ask your spirit guides and go into prayer and meditation. This is not a game. This is not entertainment. This is not a game. And I personally have been working very, very diligently to gather insight and gain understanding as to what is, you know, I tread lightly. I am not ready to table tap. I am not ready to use a Ouija board, but however, being in the presence of this very educated, went to the Arthur Findlay, you know, there's a college for it there, you know, it's a real thing in Ireland, and you know, and this man was also a devout Catholic, so the fact that a devout Catholic was comfortable with table tapping opens the door for me to look further at it. But I wasn't like, oh, that's okay. I was like, no, I'm not comfortable with it yet. So that's the only thing I said. You know, and everyone's different. Everybody's different. I'm not saying, oh, do that. You're, you know, or don't you dare table tap or you're going to go to hell. All I'm saying is that each of us have a belief system that was not put there by accident and it was not put there overnight, and honor it as you go on your spiritual journey.
Very much there. No, and I love that. And just exactly. And I knew that Amy had the answer, and I agree. I love that. I do feel that, like, you know, it is there, and that's true. It's just like what Sierra said with it. And I also know that on the other point here, I'm going to ask another caller here. We've got a couple of people in. I know that a lot of you guys, I'm getting a lot of ones who are understanding this is only for readings. It's not. There's blog talk out there. There's if you look on there, I think I counted 168 different places to get just a reading. So Psychic's Gone Wild is wild. We love the topics. And what I love to try to do also with this is, you guys that are listening in and are learning from us, this is a great way to learn. You can do the spiritual learning connection. If it's listening in because you like the show just for the readings, we give you a little bit of everything. So I am like just exactly what we're talking here with it. I do know that those of you who read it in my book, I do know that I do talk about a person doing some scrolling, some scrying. It was also a lot of what we call table tapping. I do know that it's a very excellent art, and we are looking to try to get some people from United Kingdom and other places who do some mediumship there. I've heard some very phenomenal things. We've got some people coming. I'm right now working with someone from India. They just wrote me on Skype. They are freaked out. They are telling me that we need to stop what we're doing with our tables. We need to not ask this, even if we're doing this in light. There is other energies that can come through, and they're giving me the no. So we will be having this topic as we bring in different guests throughout the time. I want to thank you. Apologize to you three that got bumped off. If you do get on 408 and 67, just stay with me. I will get to you. You'll always be here. We're going to 956. 956, we're discussing table tapping and getting readings, and how are you?
Hello.
Hi. 956? Okay. Well, I'm glad you got that out. Bless you. And we love to hear you talk to us now. Please don't do that. I thought you were going to do the Alvin voice, and I'm like, I can do it. I can sing it. I know it.
No, really, I was holding it, trying to tell you, hold, give me a minute, but it just had to come out.
It's okay, and I'm sorry. What do you feel about table tapping? You need to tell us what you feel about it.
I'm sorry, table tapping?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know.
What have you been? Have you been drinking again? Because you come on Psychic's Gone Wild. We have to pull you out. Me and Amy have to have a toddy with you, and then we get called the names because we had a cocktail. You know? No, I'm teasing you. I'm glad you called it Psychic's Gone Wild. We love this conversation. What do you feel about people on the other side? You've called a psychic line. Just tell me, do you feel it's okay for us to talk to the people, the spirits on the other side, or should we hang up the phone and leave them alone?
Well, I feel like if they have a message to relay to you, it's always because it has to be important. If it's if they have a message, I mean, they're gonna find a way to make contact. And sometimes they use psychics or people that actually are very knowledgeable of paranormal and stuff like that.
Thank you. I love that opinion. Now give us your name and we'll give you your reading. And thank you for changing the mood. I love your music behind you. Have you got a little piano with Snoopy playing? I love it.
My name is Tony. And just to see what you have for me as far as my present situation with my relationship.
Great. And Tony, Amy Kavanaugh is here doing the cards with you, looking at it.
Wow. It actually fit, you know, it's interesting because we're doing readings quick here. But I'm throwing this rotation. It's called the Halo of Love. And it was actually one wisdom card and three love cards. The first card is basically who you are, and it says that you are the blessed one. Your heart is, you know, your heart's in the right place. It's raised, you know. And the second card is sort of your, I guess it would be more a little bit your personality, you know, when you are, again, another love card, the card of the comforter. It also says the card that you make your decisions from is you make your decisions from the heart. But at this particular point in time, the cards are saying that you do have a, you know, you have got a question about your current relationship. You are questioning it. So I feel that you will, pardon me? Go ahead.
It's not that I'm questioning it. It's just that it just ended all of a sudden when I thought it was going good. And I guess,
well, your question, I mean, that's a question. You wouldn't be calling if you weren't questioning it. I don't mean to be, you know, it's painful. It is so painful, especially when you're this sort of person that lives your life and makes all your decisions from the heart. A broken heart is a real thing. A broken heart is a real thing. People die of broken hearts. And and you are in this mode where you are questioning why it suddenly ended. I'm believing that, and I sense that that it is truly heart. It is truly hurting your. It's truly hurting your heart, and it's also impacting your decision making building, because the cards say that you're the kind of person who makes a decision from your heart. Some people make decisions from other places. I believe that what led to that is going to be revealed to you in the very near, you know, in the very near future. You are going to be given the opportunity to understand what happened. And then at that point in time, you're going to have to look, and while it's in your nature to reconcile with this person, you're going to want to ask a lot of questions, both of him and to your spirit guides and to the universe, as to whether you want this to continue or not.
I'm not brokenhearted about it. That's what I'm questioning right now, why it's not. I can't explain. I cared for him, but I wasn't in love with him, I guess.
Perfect. Then if that's the, you know, if that's the, I still think that
I still think, though, that you need answer. Well, you know, you're not brokenhearted, and you say you're not brokenhearted, you know.
No,
I believe just at some level. It's not like, oh, yeah, in a couple of days you're going to crawl up in a ball and start crying hysterically. Yeah. Anytime something like that changes, it's a loss, and you need to grieve the loss, and especially based on, you know, the type of person you are, I believe that it's impacting. So maybe your heart's not broken. It's perhaps numb or something. And because you make your decisions from your heart, it's going to impact your, you know, it's left little footprints on your heart that's going to perhaps make you a little bit more judgmental or cautious or something going forward, which is really why it's just like when my husband died, I needed to go to a medium to find out why he died. I asked my dead husband, why did you die? And when a relationship ends, you need to know, even if you wanted it to end, and in the case of my husband dying, I wanted him to heal, and I knew healing would only take place. You need answers so that you can use those answers to gain knowledge and wisdom so that you will exercise your free will for your highest possible good going forward.
But, you know, you used a very good word. Numb. That's how I felt. Numb.
Yeah.
At the point I couldn't believe it happened. 1 minute we're fine. Next thing you know, it just ended. 1 minute, yeah. This man telling me we are okay. But the next couple of hours.
Yeah, so it's almost like, you know, depending on which vibration it is, your heart is numb right now. You know, your ego, which is also a real thing, and egos have needs too. I mean, I've been in relationships like that where you feel like you got sucker punched. It's like, wait a minute, I was going to break up with you. How did you manage to sucker punch me when I was just, you know, putting up with less than what I wanted? So even though you're, you know, relieved or not heartbroken or whatever, take the time to acknowledge the loss, because it's going to impact your ability to attract the love that the universe has intended for you going forward if you don't address this numb, you know, if you don't address the loss.
I guess that's a very good response that you've given me. Do you see this person contacting me?
Yes, because of this question card here. It says that you're going to get answers to questions. So I do see this person contacting you. And I also do see this person, and I'm afraid with a numb heart, this is part of it, as I see this person contacting you. And because your heart's numb, it's like, oh, I don't care. You know, it's like you're not going to exercise your free will in an empowered manner and settle for less.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really, that's really how I feel.
That's what happens when you're numb is you don't, you know, excuse my language, but when you're numb, you don't give a shit. And that's when making no choice is the same as making a bad decision.
And, so, you know, like, I don't feel anything. I was just very forward. Like, I'm like, look, you want to talk to somebody else? Just tell me. You know, I don't care.
I feel your energy with him, too. And I feel the karma. I apologize. We're cutting in because of timing, you guys. You're right on with it. And I'm just adding to what you ladies are talking about. I feel the karma with him is also another point. I also see your guides are letting you go on to another part. They're grabbing you, girl, and they're saying, here comes the next one. I laugh because the first time this really happened for me and really strong in what you're saying there, I was in 1 minute, I was at the throes of I would have done anything for this woman. The next minute, I'm like, huh? And on the third shot, all I kept thinking was, like, you know, Amy went for a donut. All I wanted to do was eat. I'm a person that when I get hungry, my fridge light never goes off. And I felt so relieved. I'm like, okay, you know, and here they are talking, like, do you have a bagel on you? Do you have, like, they're having their crisis, and all I'm going is a cream puff would grab me real nice right now. And I'm just like, and I know exactly what you guys are talking about with the things. I'm reiterating what they said. The guys are telling me that this is going to end on this relationship on a part that you're ready for the next part. You've got somebody else waiting. The guys are getting them wrapped up, and they're going to stick them on your lap in a happy way.
Yeah, but I think, you know what I was thinking? And I'm very, I see this guy realizing that he made a mistake and him trying to get back with me. Do you see that also?
Amy?
Yeah, what, yes, I do. And I already mentioned that, yes. I see him trying to get back and the numb heart, I don't know where this that numb heart, that's what I had said a few minutes ago, yeah. What about you, Joshua?
Yes, and that's what I'm getting. 408, you're on live. Can you hear us? You got these sounds? Are you mixing a drink? 408?
Oh, yeah. I'm making a protein drink.
Cool. Rock it. I'm like, you make it happen. We'll drink with you. Me and Kayla. You never share. Becky eats candy on there all the time and she tells me about it. Hi, this is Psychic Jethro, and you're on live, and you're making a shake?
Oh, yeah, I didn't. You guys picked up so quick. I was like, oh, no, I'm on, okay.
Oh, now we're too quick for you, and you were fine the first time.
No, I love it.
Yeah. Yo, I can't keep anybody happy. I'm going to McDonald's by myself now.
No, McDonald's.
This is Psychic Jethro messing with you on Psychic's Gone Wild. I'm sure you have a question for us, and we're really messing with you. What
Thank
you got?
Thank you, guys. Thanks, guys, for taking my call. Wondering if you see anything good. I have an interview next week. Do you see it turning out well for me?
Hmm. And do we need your first name?
Oh, it's Ola.
Okay, Ola, I'm feeling you've got some really wild energy happening with you. This interview, Amy, I'm getting two things with you. I'm getting that you've got someone that's trying to help you that wants you to stay home. I feel like you've got somebody who's trying to keep you.
Yes.
Yes, and I can
my
see.
Boss.
She's really good. She's got it.
She's been trying for like 5 months. I'm like, I need to go.
She's stronger energy than you. I read her first. I could tell you that she get the quick reading because I can feel her going boom boom through, and she's got your interest and your mom's strong. mom's got strong energy in the house. I do feel that this career. I'm really going to think the best for you. I'm glad with the abundance prayer. I think you were the one that wrote me that it helped.
Yes.
Yes, and I'm putting the energy towards it, but I feel like we got to break through something. Aren't you feeling it too, Amy? There's something we got to break through to get.
Yeah,
it.
Exactly. And it's the relationship with your mother. It's relationship with your mother. While you know, this idea of having to break. That's what the cards are saying is you're going to have to in order to set the stage for this career opportunity, there's going to have to be kind of a healing with your mother in that I'm saying that going to have to understand that I'm doing this, I'm going to get a job because I love you, not because I don't love you. And if you don't take the time to do that, because that's what this adoration card is telling me, if you don't do the time to get the karma, the karma straight, it's going to create drama that really isn't there, and it's going to make you feel like you've made a bad decision when you haven't made a bad decision, because the cards are telling me that your card of who your core self is one of the most beautiful cards. It's the knowledge card of truth. So you know you're doing the right thing, but it's like to try to explain it to you're going to have to make sure that your mom is not, that your mom is clear that this is the best for all, and that she's not being abandoned, or you're going to enter in this new opportunity with a heavy heart. And but the cards are also telling me that you make your decision from the kingdom of pure light, which is telling me that your spirit guides, and through prayer or meditation or however you connect with your spirit guides and your mother's guides, some of whom are the same and some of whom are different people, that this will indeed take place, but the career opportunity is not going to occur until that is on solid spiritual platform.
Do you, is it my actual mom or my boss? Because my boss acts like my mom.
Mm.
Oh. She treats me like a daughter.
Let's see. I don't know. It's female. I mean, it's female. It's female. And Jethro, are you picking up? It is definitely.
Yes.
It's definitely female energy. I'm telling from the colors of the cards, but I'm not 100%.
And I feel it. I feel it is. I feel it is also with the boss. I feel the boss is trying to wrap around you. She's trying to also do an energy, and that's a lot of it. And what we're getting the semblance is what me and Amy are getting is off of the bounce of it, because she does similarly remind you of your mom. This is what's really good with you guys who do the reading. I've had people go, "You got me 17 things. You knew things about me. You were the lady who called in that had your arms crossed, that was amazed I could read that through the phone. I got your energy, and I'm like, you are the one. You're like Amy, though. You've got this intense energy in business. And I'm not saying bad of Amy. You guys all know that I respect.
It is just, and it's interesting though, because we do that in life. I've found out that we will go out and we will find the most negative characteristics of our primary caregivers, and because they're so familiar to us, we feel like that's home, and we just recreate bosses that do it, lovers that do it, neighbors that do it. You know, these archetypes are just play such an important role, and we seek them out. We just have a magnetic attraction to it. So the thing is that if you heal this with your mom, or, you know, if you heal this once, it will heal in all of the, you'll be empowered in all of the relationships. It's not like, okay, well, now I got my mom fixed. Now I can go fix my boss. Now I can go fix my neighbor. It just gets fixed once, and it gets fixed in the universe.
So it's my real mom, right? My birth mom? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
So just reach out to her, I guess.
And maybe you don't even have to reach out. You know, it's not like you have to sit down and have a conversation with her. A lot of this can just happen energetically. Might be that you write a letter to her that you never sent it, but it just has to get out of you. Because right now, you're the only person evolved enough to be even knowing that there is any kind of cosmic dysfunction, disarray. So you might, and the same thing with my mom, both my birth mom and the mom who raised me, they're never going to get it. I could be like I have been on the floor in a ball, in tears, pleading for them to understand. She's like, what the fuck? You know, like it's like men of the month on steroids.
You ladies.
Just not going. That's fine. So don't think that, you know, this requires you to have some kumbaya moment where you're all sitting around hugging. It could take place on paper. It could take place by, you know, burning something or throwing something or something, but that energy is blocking you, and you're going to repeat it. You're going to you're going to repeat it, even if you get, until the energies that's surrounding it is shifted, you're just going to go find more people that do the same thing.
Right. So just like write a letter maybe, or any tips on
whatever is the thing that works for you most. For me, it's writing.
Okay.
You know, there's also if you're a big phone talker, you know, you can record something, or, you know, whatever. Some people do things better physically. You know, whatever is the thing where you feel the most relief. Like, think of what you do when you're really mad at someone. Do you write a letter, or do you get them on the phone, or and do it that way?
Perfect. Yeah, I think writing, because I do a lot of journaling and write down my dreams and stuff like that. So I think
everybody's guides involved in this are clear that it's just a reoccurring, you know, that it's just causing more trouble than it's worth, and it's time for the healing to take place. You know, and
that's
not going to be like it's not going to be like there's a summit where you're all sitting around the table. You might have to do the lion's share of the healing, because you are the one that's the most evolved.
Yeah, totally. Oh, my God, this is great. Okay.
And we thank you for calling in. We're running to the last night.
Thank you guys so much.
You rock. Bless you. Come back again. Make sure you follow in. We love you, regular followers. We're at the 40 seconds, 60 seconds before they slam us down and kick us out the door and say, go home. We love you, Psyche's Gone Wild. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Amy, for coming in and saving me a night that I've had a long day and got a busy tomorrow. Amy, tell them what you want for the last 30 seconds before they ring our bell.
Well, I'm just glad everybody's here. I really urge everybody to come Monday night, 8 o'clock Eastern time, to hear Dr. Larry Malerva. He's like my first semi-celebrity guest because he's a Huffington Post blogger, published author, and a real doctor, not just a witch doctor, Indian chief, or woo-woo enthusiast. So join us 8 o'clock, and it's on the Spiritual Learning Connector Connection, not Psychics Gone Wild. And thank you to all of our, thank you for Becky and Jan and my